Hi, this is Paul Ingram of PainScience.com, and this is your audio version of the section, Can Neck Massage Stimulate the Vagus Nerve for Better or Worse? This is a members-only section in the larger article, Can Massage Therapy Cause Nerve Damage? Now, the vagus nerve is a particularly interesting but also obscure and nerdy subtopic. This is the state of the section as of October 7th, 2023, and I probably won't change this much for quite a while. I've worked on this a lot in the last 6 months, off and on, and I think it's probably pretty settled and not too likely to change, so I'm going to do a recording of it now. There is a lot of hype about the vagus nerve and its role in our health, probably because it's a mighty nerve. The vagus nerve is ginormous, long, and complex, and almost entirely dedicated to critical physiology, things like blood pressure, respiration, and digestion. It emerges from the bottom of the brain and passes through the neck and into the trunk, branching out from there to connect to, well, almost everything, most of the organs. So you don't want anything to go wrong with this nerve. True vagal neuropathy exists, and it is no joke. I've got 5 footnotes referencing various case studies in the article. Fortunately, although it exists and is no joke, it's also quite rare. The medical literature is notably lacking in case studies of injury to the vagus nerve other than the ones caused by surgery, which is what most of the case studies are about. This is not an easy nerve to injure without a scalpel, and you're not likely to do it with massage unless you get quite vicious with pressure in an area where that is obviously a bad idea. Any massage intense enough to even annoy the vagus nerve would also be risking other kinds of injury, some of them worse. 3 examples. You could, for instance, damage other more delicate nerves like the brachial plexus. You could tear the carotid artery or cause or dislodge a clot or some artery gunk, plaque. And you could trigger the carotid sinus reflex strongly, which is mostly harmless but could cause an uncomfortable drop in blood pressure in some people and fainting in a few. Much more about this to come. So the vagus nerve is really the least of your worries in this area. You can definitely do harm here, but probably not by massaging the vagus nerve itself. The carotid sinus reflex, vagal or not, this is basically about one of the reasons that people think that vagus massage could be a problem. Carotid sinus massage and carotid sinus hypersensitivity trigger the carotid sinus reflex, which is a blood pressure lowering reflex. So how does this work? Well, you've got some baroreceptors, pressure detectors, that are clustered in the carotid sinus. And the carotid sinus is a bulge in the artery where that artery forks, which is right beside the Adam's apple. That pesky reflex is probably a major reason why some people are concerned about vagal stimulation from neck massage, and all the more so because it seems to have a hair trigger in some people. Carotid sinus hypersensitivity is actually common, but mostly so mild that people don't even know they have it. So it's unusual for it to cause dizzying blood pressure drops or fainting. But it is a thing, and people might well be aware of their tendency to feel weird or gross when this area is rubbed or stretched. A few people who have this self-awareness probably attribute it to vagus nerve stimulation, because the carotid sinus reflex is widely seen as a vagal thing. There's just one problem with that. It's not a vagal thing. And some readers might be quick to contradict me on this, but Paul, they will say, carotid sinus massage is a vagal maneuver, quote unquote. So it's obviously vagal stimulation. Yeah, well, not so fast. It's weird and complicated, which is why it took me so long to write this section over the last few months. Before we move on to that, though, before we explain why the vagal maneuver is not very vagal, let's talk about lethal carotid hypersensitivity. There are dark rumors that the carotid sinus reflex can stop your heart. A reader commented on this issue with a superb example of ridiculous fear-mongering about carotid sinus sensitivity. This is the comment. Back in the 70s, my university had a required health course for incoming students. I remember to this day the instructor's dire warnings that we were never to attempt to take a carotid pulse on both sides of the neck simultaneously. Fainting or sudden death would surely be the result. She also told us at the time that she had to rush from the podium to save a student who foolishly attempted the maneuver on himself. Such drama. Save from, at worst, fainting? And what exactly was she gonna do about that, even if it happened? Worrying about this, worrying about the carotid baroreflex being lethal it's kind of like worrying that your patellar reflex, that's the knee jerk with a little rubber hammer, might be strong enough to break your leg. If that ever happens, it's exotic, way out on the bleeding edge of the bell curve. Lacerda et al. Found no difference in mortality in about 400 patients with carotid hypersensitivity. Remember, the carotid sinus reflex it's just a blood pressure reducing reflex. If it stopped your heart, that would be a pathologically broken reflex, which isn't impossible, but is definitely not business as usual. And it occurs to me now, this is not written down, just hit me. If you had enough carotid reflex hypersensitivity to be dangerous, let alone lethal, that probably would have come up before anyone tried to massage your neck. You'd be dead, most likely, before you got to your 20s. So, yeah, not really dangerous. At worst, a bit uncomfortable. And I think that people, when they feel faint suddenly for no clear reason, they might also think that that is a, they might have a very negative interpretation of that. I feel like this is written down somewhere else in the section here, but I don't see it right now. I was improvising there and realized, maybe I'm improvising something that's already here. Okay. The vagal maneuver is not very vagal. Let's get back to that. So, to frame this up again, people think that this is a vagus nerve mediated thing, rubbing the side of the neck, triggering the carotid baroreflex. That move is called the vagal maneuver, the vagal move. And this is an actual medical term. It gets used all the time. Well, not all. It doesn't get used regularly in medicine, but it is a medical term that is used by doctors to refer to this thing. It is actually done to help people with very high blood pressure sometimes in surgical situations, for instance. So the vagal maneuver is all about triggering that reflex. It's done in exactly the same spirit as tapping the knee with a rubber hammer to make the knee jerk, except it's massaging the neck to reduce blood pressure. But this allegedly vagal sorcery is not clearly vagal in two main ways. First, the vagal maneuver just triggers a reflex, which is not really what people mean by stimulates the vagus nerve, any more than you can illuminate a whole office building by turning on the lights in the lobby. A reflex arc is precise. It does one thing, and its pathway is just one lane of the huge multi-lane highways of nerves. The vagus nerve is particularly large and mediates several reflexes and much else. When people talk about vagal stimulation, they're not talking about triggering a single reflex. They are very optimistically talking about stimulating all of its functions, which would induce deep relaxation. Triggering your baroreflex doesn't do that. Second reason that this vagal maneuver is not clearly vagal. That reflex is not technically mediated by the vagus nerve. Surprise! This is actually, of the two reasons, well, they're both good reasons, but this one is really clear cut and persuasive because the vagus nerve is all about parasympathetic regulation, but the baroreflex actually works its blood pressure reducing magic by dialing back sympathetic stimulation, and the vagus nerve doesn't do sympathetic. The baroreflex, oh wow, this is a big footnote. I was going to read the footnote here as well, and I clicked on one of my footnotes, and it's one of the longer footnotes I've ever written. Yep, a lot of detail there. Let's circle back to that. It's relevant right now to this thing of not being mediated by the vagus nerve, but it's long and detailed and nerdy, so I gotta come back to it as a addendum, as an appendix to this. So, two reasons why the vagal sorcery is not clearly vagal. First, all it's doing is triggering one reflex, and second, that reflex is not actually mediated by the vagus nerve. So if that's all true, then why is it considered a vagal maneuver? Why do that? Why call it that? Why is that the name? Because I think it's so similar in spirit to the other reflexes that are mediated by the vagus nerve, but can't be triggered by massage. So for example, there's the mirror image aortic arch baroreflex, which does the same thing, same result as the carotid baroreflex, but it actually does use the vagus nerve. But I don't recommend trying to stimulate the aorta with your bare hands. That would get ugly. That is not a reflex you can trigger with massage. Second, the so-called vagal maneuver may not have anything to do with the vagus nerve, but it does have something to do with fainting, because it can cause a faint by lowering blood pressure, which is similar to vasovagal syncope, which is just another kind of reflex syncope, fainting, that actually is mediated by the vagus. Triggering the carotid baroreflex may also be called the vagal maneuver because its effect is so similar to vasovagal syncope, which refers specifically to fainting syncope, triggered by seeing blood, stress, and prolonged standing, which is something I've experienced. I've been there. I fainted once in my life, and it was classic vasovagal syncope. I was on Main Island, one of the beautiful Gulf Islands of British Columbia, Canada. I had been out hunting oysters in the sun. When I got back to the farm where I was working at the time, I tried to shuck my first oyster with a screwdriver, and that screwdriver slipped and plowed into my palm. And oops, I was out like a light. I felt like a robot shutting down, and then very slowly rebooting, and I can still remember the view of the kitchen floor as I tried to remember who I was. Good times. So vasovagal syncope and the vagal maneuver are distinct causes of reflex syncope, two ways to get yourself some reflex fainting. And they're definitely not the same phenomenon, but their kinship is probably why pushing the baroreflex button gets called a vagal maneuver, even though it isn't. And this is just a guess, obviously. I don't know why they call it the vagal maneuver, despite the fact that it's not very vagal. But researching the etymology of vagal maneuver would take more time than the topic deserves here. Okay, for this whole section so far, I've been tossing terms around, and it's a mess of similar and overlapping terms. So I think we need a glossary. We need a glossary of terms related to vagus nerve hype. So I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of them here. Mostly short and medium-sized definitions with one long one. I'm going to start with the long one, the vagus nerve. The vagus nerve is a mighty nerve that descends from the brain and plugs into practically all your guts. It regulates visceral function, and it's often touted for its potential to relax and restore homeostasis. Vagal therapy hype goes like so. Because your vagus nerve regulates everything, maybe it can fix almost anything if we just tickle it. Electrical stimulation of the vagus might actually be useful for chronic pain, which is why I'm writing about any of this. But all of the other vagus stim methods are super hand-wavy. Okay, so that's the longest definition. They're all short compared to that one for the rest of them. Syncope, that's just a medical term for fainting. Reflex syncope, that's a category of fainting that includes both kinds of syncope described below, plus situational syncope, fainting from a variety of other triggers, most famously after peeing. You get up in the middle of the night, you have a wee, and you faint on the way back to bed. That would be a classic situational syncope. Reflex syncope is neurologically mediated fainting, as opposed to physically mediated, like cutting off someone's blood supply, choking them out. You know, martial arts chokehold would be a not so neurological syncope. So reflex syncope is how do you faint with the power of nerves? Now, vasovagal syncope, one of the types of syncope. This is the most familiar kind of fainting triggered by stress. Vaso for blood, vagal because it's mediated by the vagus nerve. Not the same as the vagovagal reflex, which I'm including here entirely for contrast. Just comparing it to vaso. So vasovagal versus vagovagal. Told you these terms were confusing. The vagovagal reflex is a complex reflex that mainly kickstarts digestion in response to distension of the gut. It's included here only to help with the confusion of vasovagal versus vagovagal. I probably just made the confusion worse rather than helping, but there's this other term that differs by a single letter and yet is super different. Then next term, two more, carotid sinus baroreflex. This is a blood pressure dropping reflex triggered by pressure baro in a wide spot sinus in the carotid artery where it forks beside the Adam's apple. And that is controlled by the glossopharyngeal nerve, not the vagus. And finally, the vagal maneuver. That is triggering the carotid sinus baroreflex with massage, which weirdly has nothing to do with the vagus nerve, despite the name, maybe because of the conceptual overlap with vasovagal syncope. It can be surprising and unpleasant, the triggering that reflex, but it is mistakenly described as dangerous by many professionals, maybe to hype the power of vagus nerve stimulation. A mistake based on another mistake. Yeah, clear as mud. I mean, this topic is nasty. I worked my butt off to try to get clear on it myself and then explain it clearly while also not making it paralyzingly boring. I hope I've succeeded. We got one more short section and then I'll return to that epic footnote. So this is basically just a quick wrap up to summarize the issues with massaging the vagus. The section title is Don't Try to Massage the Vagus. It won't help, and you might hurt something else. With great power comes great responsibility. Damn, that's a useful cultural reference. And so some people who believe in the power of vagal stimulation are also afraid of the power of vagus stimulation. This is unnecessary because there actually is no such power to abuse. You cannot stimulate the vagus nerve dangerously or significantly with any ordinary massage, any more than you can stimulate the ulnar nerve to do what the ulnar nerve does, or the sciatic nerve, or any nerve. It's like trying to turn on a light by massaging the cord. Hat tip to reader Mark O for that excellent analogy. I wish I had thought of it myself. Therapeutic vagus stimulation with electricity is a real thing, albeit only half-baked, but there is no other known way to meaningfully stimulate the vagus nerve, for good or ill, and certainly not with any neck massage. Not one you'd want to receive anyway, or deliver. There are good reasons to avoid massage of the side of the throat and neck, or to do it only slowly and gently and cautiously, but vagus stimulation is not the reason for that caution. Okay, and let's circle back now to that big old footnote. Really nerding out here now. Going back to find it, number 21. Yeah, okay, so what this is clarification of why the carotid baroreflex isn't mediated by the vagus nerve. This is very difficult to clarify, which is why it's a big footnote. But that's what we're up to here. We're explaining why is that reflex not a vagus nerve reflex, even though it's called the vagal maneuver. Okay, The baroreflex has two batches of pressure-sensitive nerve endings. One of them is in the aortic arch in the chest, and the other is in the carotid artery in the neck. So it's actually two baroreflexes. The one in the neck is the one we're mostly talking about. And the baroreceptors in the carotid sinus are wired to the central nervous system by the Now I'm psyching myself out. The glossopharyngeal nerve, not the vagus. The baroreceptors in the carotid sinus are hooked up by the glossopharyngeal nerve, not the vagus. This is another cranial nerve, two completely separate cranial nerves. The aortic arch baroreceptor axons travel within the vagus nerve, but that's not what the vagal maneuver stimulates. Weirdly, the vagal maneuver is actually kind of the opposite of vagal stimulation. This is crazy. When the light bulb came on, I thought this was super cool and I knew I'd be writing a long footnote. Blood pressure can be reduced either by decreasing sympathetic stimulation or increasing parasympathetic. These two divisions of the autonomic nervous system are very yin and yang. Blood pressure can be boosted by sympathetic or tamed by parasympathetic, but you can also just remove the boosting. So getting lower blood pressure by not boosting it. And that is how the carotid baroreflex works. It slows the flow of signals that raise blood pressure rather than squirting out more of the signals that lower it. So when people think about the vagus nerve lowering blood pressure, calming you down, they're thinking that it is sending out suppressive, relaxing signals. But it's not. What it's actually doing is not using the vagus nerve, it's using the glossopharyngeal nerve it's reducing the stimulatory signals that are normally being delivered by that nerve. The aortic arch part of the baroreflex, the other baroreflex, it does exactly the opposite. It does use the vagus to lower blood pressure with parasympathetic nerve impulses. Mirror image functionality, and it's quite interesting that we have these redundant reflexes that tackle the same problem using opposite approaches. Now, this is all fiendishly complex, and I am not going to definitively say that the vagus nerve is completely uninvolved in the carotid sinus baroreflex. For instance, there's evidence that the vagus nerve does contain sympathetic fibers, and so there could be some vagus involvement in the sensory half of the carotid baroreflex arc. But clearly, it's mostly a sympathetic result that you get from that reflex, not a parasympathetic vagal one. So like I said, the devil's in the details, and there are a lot of details here. It took me a long time to write and fact check this explanation, so don't tell me I'm wrong. No, of course you can. If you can figure out that something in there is wrong, I do want to know about it in another 6 months. Okay, that's it. I'm just going to add as a personal addendum, when I decided to read this, to do the audio version, I thought I was doing it because the section was very polished, fully baked, done. Found 4 typos as I read and noticed at least 3 creative issues. Lack of clarity, obvious missed opportunities for humor or a better way of introducing something. It's not done. It's never done. My God, I could go back in here and spend another hour getting it even better, but I think I won't let the perfect be the enemy of the good. It's good enough for now. I'll fix the typos and move on. Thanks for listening.